For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Though the headline was understandable given the economic slowdown we're in, it was still stunning to read the headline in The Current this morning that two gems of the downtown Hartford hotel scene, the Hilton Hartford and the Marriott Hartford Downtown, are on the verge of mass layoffs and that their very survival is in question. Joining me now to talk about this is Metro Hartford Alliance President David Griggs. Dave, what are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of the same things you are. Our hotels, our hospitality industry as a whole is one of the hardest hit industries from the coronavirus impact. So on one hand, it's really upsetting to hear this, but on the other, it's not entirely unpredictable.
I understand and hear it in your voice that you're worried. Give us an idea of how worried you are and what you see as a worst case scenario here.
Well, to start, let's look at some of the facts. You know, 70% of hotel revenue comes from business travel, and with business travel now nearly non-existent, the majority of the revenue that hotels generate is gone. That the same could be said for the airline industry.
Here's the elephant in the room question. You know, a lot of people have been assuming that business travel will come back one day, and maybe it will, but what if it doesn't? What will that mean for Hartford then?
Well, it's going to mean a lot of things for Hartford and every other city around the United States and around the world. You know, business travel is what makes up the majority, as I mentioned, of the airline industry revenue. Approximately 55 to 75% of an airline's revenue comes from that 10% of their passenger traffic that's business travel. That's a huge hit to the airline industry, and if that doesn't come back, it'll have long-lasting impact not only for our hotels but also our airlines. The only bright spot that we're seeing right now is that car rental companies are seeing an increase in car rentals because the majority of business travel right now is being done through places you could go with in a car. The other issue we have is, in order to have business meetings, you need to have companies that are located that are in their offices, and we haven't seen that in a while yet either. So, and the predictions for when our, not just our companies but companies around the world will be back in their offices keeps getting pushed out. So, thus the business travel associated with it will continue to get pushed out.
If you could have a crystal ball and see how business and government cities are going to retool for what could be a permanent new reality, the one that you've been describing to us. How do you see that retooling?
Well, it's going to require some new ways of thinking. It's potentially a new reality that we'll be living in for the near future. Certainly, you know, the most optimistic for at least business travel with regard to hotels is perhaps a return to pre-COVID numbers in 2023 or 2024. So we're a number of years out before we get our hotels back up to the type of revenue that they were seeing just a few months ago. So there will be some changes that we have to have to the existing structures, be it for debt and otherwise.
I'm glad you raised the issue of debt, because I imagine that, and I'm not talking about these two hotels in particular. I mean, there are more hotels than them in downtown Hartford and around Connecticut. But, you know, I imagine that quite a few of them still owe money, are still, you know, paying money. And they certainly are paying taxes to the local municipality. I mean, that's to what degree is that a bomb that is set to go off if this thing goes on too long?
Well, I think it's important to remember that if there is a situation, that it's not a situation that is unique to Hartford. It's not a situation that's unique to Connecticut. It is a worldwide problem. We all like to stay in hotels, and we like those hotels to have comfy beds, clean sheets, and, you know, on the occasion, maybe we want to stay in a swanky hotel. All of that requires investment by the hotelier to make that property attractive to us. Those properties actually are the ones that are hardest hit. The economy hotels is predicted to come back a little bit sooner. Regardless, there's investment by, be it an individual or a company, without the ability to pay that debt service to maintain the property, there's going to be help that's needed. Now, what it looks like, I don't know right now.
Is this a problem that only government money can solve?
I wouldn't want to go that far, but I think it will require partnerships between our private and public sectors in order for us to overcome what's clearly facing us.
And, well, I'll rephrase that question for the short term. And with the understanding that certainly the government has pumped in money, in CARES Act money and Paycheck Protection Plan money to keep everything afloat until we can weather this storm, is there a need for some sort of short-term stimulus to get hotels like these and other businesses like those over the hump?
Well, I think it certainly would help. You know, anytime you can provide relief to an industry that's as hard hit as the hospitality and tourism industries have, it's going to help. Now, for Hartford and for our region in particular, the only potential silver lining here is that traditionally we haven't been dependent on the hospitality and tourism industries. The manufacturing sector, insurance are traditionally the industries that carry the weight here in our region. That said, when a hotel lays off 300 people, when you look at the ripple effect that has in our community, for every 10 jobs you lose in the hospitality industry, there's an additional 8.19 jobs that trickle through the economy that are lost because of those 10 jobs being laid off.
What are you hearing from our politicians about what can be done here?
Well, I think they're open to ideas, quite frankly. We're facing something that none of us could ever have predicted and any of us have ever prepared for. The conversations that I've had from the hyper-local to the national scale have been, bring us your ideas, bring us what you think you need. And I've hosted many sessions with politicians and local businesses of all sizes to get that real upfront on the ground information from them.
Have you had personal contact with the leadership of the Hilton Hartford and the Marriott Hartford downtown? And what can you tell us about those contacts?
Well, first off, I've reached out. They're wonderful, you know, baseline. They're wonderful people who have invested heavily in the Hartford community, and you know, we couldn't ask for better businessmen to be business people to be in our community. You know, I can only imagine how difficult this decision was for them to make. They certainly treat their employees as family. I see it firsthand. The properties that they provide to our community are benchmarks for what people think of our region. Just keep in mind, when we get a visitor to our community, oftentimes their takeaway of our community is how nice their hotel room was. When people come to Hartford and they go back from to wherever they came from, oftentimes the thing that they remember was whether or not they had a clean, comfortable room. And the Marriott and Hiltons in Hartford have certainly provided that and provided our community with just an absolutely fantastic image.
Well, a couple more questions, and thanks for your time. You look at the things that are about to expire at the end of the month. You've got the CARES Act, unemployment supplement, that's expiring. You've got the moratoriums on evictions. Those are definitely expiring by the end of the month. You know, it's funny. I always thought those things were in place to keep people at home so that we could flatten this curve and get out of this mess. And now I hear people talk. I hear politicians and whatnot talking about, well, if you pay people too much, then they'll just stay at home. And I thought that was the point. So with all these people, with these, we got hundreds of people now set to hit the street with these two hotels laying people off. What do you make of the whole discussion going on around the CARES Act and unemployment supplement?
Well, you could take this at many different angles and approaches, but at first, yes, keeping people at home and helping them weather this initial shock was paramount. That said, it's really difficult for our manufacturers to build jet engines from a work-from-home situation. It's tough to build a submarine in your backyard. These are jobs that you need to have people on site to do. Our bigger insurance company, they certainly are keeping people at home, and they've learned how to do that quite nicely. So, you know, the initial additional $600 that the federal government was providing, I think, was quite likely very well received by those folks. But the reality, and we're seeing it today, the reality of the situation is the fallout from the pandemic hasn't completely hit us yet. We're seeing this with our hotels across the nation that are being hit hard. We're going to start seeing this from our airlines that are also being hit hard. So whatever the solution is, we need to look at it and look at how do we extend some of these benefits in some form or fashion. Whether or not it's the way it is today, not for me to say, but we haven't seen the end of this.
You know, when you said you can't build a submarine in your backyard, you know, of course that made me think, well, it sounds like Dave's tried to build a submarine in his backyard. How'd it go?
Let's just say I need to learn how to hold my breath longer.
Don't we all? All right, well, last question. Certainly this conversation, there's been a fair amount of doom and gloom in it. Is there anything here that makes you hopeful?
There is. And what makes me hopeful, again, is the fact that our economy isn't built on the sectors that have been hit hardest. Our economy is built on insurance and financial services and manufacturing, and great manufacturers, too. We've got manufacturers that are doubling down on their efforts here in our region. We're working with many of them to bring supply chains closer in here in Connecticut. So there are reasons to be hopeful. We're seeing things like the area around Dunkin' Donuts Park and downtown Hartford with new housing that's being developed. That new housing is still moving forward. Parkville Market is open. Stop down, get lunch, get dinner. So these are good news stories.
Metro Hartford Alliance President David Griggs, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.